Channel 2.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely...
Bird on a Bike.
Miss on a Bike.
You all right?
How you doing?
Well, I had somebody laugh at me yesterday when they asked me for my email address.
No, they laughed at you.
I know, right? I said, what's your email address? I said, Sarah at Bird on a Bike. And I'm not joking, she laughed out loud down the phone at me.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I was
That's no way for your GP to behave, is it?
I wouldn't mind. I know the GPs really well because I used to work with them. They know exactly what I'm like. But I was like, all right, love, you're selling me a service. You don't laugh at my email address, do you?
She was trying to sell you something.
Well, I was talking to somebody who needed my email address and she laughed at my business name. I was like, I think it's quite good, thanks very much. So, yeah, I am fine.
Good.
Have you ever had anybody laugh at you in your face? And they're serving you.
Oh, yes.
Often. And let's mastermind about that.
Yeah, often. Often. Both physically and metaphorically.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of metaphorically laughing in my face.
How did you cope with it?
Huh?
How did you cope with it?
How do you think I cope with it? I go ballistic, don't I? And I rant and swear and shout and it doesn't do me the slightest bit of good.
So funny. So funny. Oh, honestly. Anyway, so I'm fine. I'm absolutely lovely.
Good. Well, I'm glad you are. That's
How
fantastic.
Are
you? I'm okay-ish. Yeah, I'm okay-ish.
Yeah. Want to talk about it?
Not really. No, excellent. I'm covered in bruises and cuts and stuff like that. But I'm alive and that's the main
thing.
But
you look great. You've got your country jacket on with a pink cravat.
Yeah. With my... It's a...
Handkerchief.
It's a kerchief.
No, I think you men should carry more of them.
What, kerchiefs?
Yeah, I wanted to blow my nose the other day and Stephen let me down. He didn't have one and I was like, oh, that's such a...
You ain't blowing your nose. You're not blowing your nose on my pocket hanky. That's not what it's for at all. That's what your sleeves are for. Yeah. Your sleeves are for your nose, not the hanky. Hanky's for effect.
Me and women's empowerment and, you know, I just want a handkerchief, thanks very much.
Okay, yeah. Good.
That threw you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just blow.
Yes. Well, yeah. Carry on.
Nice one. Anyway, listen, I'd like to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at My Careers Options. They provide a platform for parents to help their offspring decide on the career options that they have in front of them. It's a fantastic platform. Do give it a try. It enables you, it lists your 10 best career options and then it tells you all the things you need to know about working in that field. So mycareersoptions.co.uk is the website. Check it out. And thank you for supporting the show.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from you, though, all the lovely businesses out there in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all of the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. You could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag #BeBunker.
Nice.
Hmm. We've had quite a few tweets in already.
But he's busy out there.
It's very busy. Yeah.
Retweeting and loving.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of going around, which I love to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
To start a conversation with us.
Absolutely. And we've got some emails and other bits and pieces to read. So why don't you start off with something then, Bert?
I will. Bowden PR. I'd love a shout out, Business Bunker. If your business needs PR to reach a wider audience, but you don't want to be tied into long contracts, get in touch now to see how Bowden PR can help. And they are at Bowden PR. Go check them out.
Cool. Thank you. What else you got?
Hi, Paul. This is from Natasha at Split 2 Events. Split Second Events. So it says, hi, Paul and Business Bunker team, all businesses that are looking for a public speaker for mental health awareness for 2019. You need to DM her. So that's Natasha Sullivan. She was Paralyzed by Success, is getting booked for radio and TV. So I quite like it when somebody reached out and says, oi, book me.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Exactly.
Book her. Book her, Dana. You don't remember that, do you?
Not really.
Hawaii 5-0.
I know what you're saying, but I don't really.
Okay, yeah.
No.
You're just humouring me, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to, yeah.
Okay. I had a tweet from Athelbrae.
How are they?
Yeah, they're very well.
They've been quiet with us weeks on, weeks off.
Yeah, they have, but they're telling me about something completely different this time.
Really?
It's really nice. It says, VanillaWeb, Business Bunker, as we are approved speakers by Guide Dogs, If any organisation would like a talk on the work of guide dogs, please do get in touch. We can bring along a puppy or a working dog if required. It's great fun for schools, events and for businesses. So do either send us a DM on Twitter or call us on 01892 832059. That's 01892 832059.
Hello?
Hello.
Can we have a puppy?
Can you have a puppy?
Can we have one coming here?
No.
Come on.
No.
I nearly brought Honey in, right, because it's really funny. We were on the train the other day and there's a blind dog. It was just amazing. And I often take my dog up to the airport. Did you know you could take your dogs up to the airport? You wouldn't know, would you? And I take Honey up with me. Why are you gabbing a gossip there?
You're a blind dog, do they have a stick and glasses?
No, no. Honey, my dog, I take her up, but she's got all her running gear on. So she looks like she's a special care needs dog for me. So I go up there to pick the kids up from the airport, especially Jack, right? I'm serious, right? This happens every time. And they think I'm blind. And then, of course, I'm running around the airport and people are looking at me thinking, you've got a blind dog and how can you see? Because they look at me like, and they go, oh, it's not a special needs dog. I go, no. So it's really interesting.
Good.
So I'd like Ethel Bray to come in.
Would she?
Oh, come on. You love dogs.
How's that going to work on the radio? This is a blind a guide dog for the blind, and this is what it does. You know, sit, beg, walk around a lamppost. How are we going to do that on the radio? It's not going to work, is it?
The energy come through me to them.
Oh, you're going to channel it.
Exactly. Here on Channel Radio. Channel by name, channel by nature, Mr. Andrews.
Is that right?
I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
Anybody think we practiced that?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? You're very busy looking busy.
Yeah, well,
what are you doing?
I've got loads of people messaging me from all directions. I've got two phones and a screen here, and I've got four people messaging me about different things at the same time. And I'm trying to read what they're saying and kind of reply
and put a show out to the global nation.
And present a show and work all the equipment and do everything else.
Awesome.
Never mind. Slope off Friday. Last call for Slope Off Friday.
It's you feel the energy there?
Yeah. The whole... it's the last Slope Off of 2018, and it's their traditional Christmas lunch. It's at the Empire Rooms, Ramsgate, and it's on Friday, the 7th of December at 2 p.m. If you DM at Slope Off Friday or Jules Serkin on Le Twitter, you can book your place and join in the... reprobations.
Did we ever hear about the France trip or not?
A little bit, yeah.
I never heard anything from
apparently it was a really good weekend and they had loads of fun and it all went well.
Cool.
They didn't lose anyone.
It's always good to hear.
It's always worthwhile, isn't it?
So the business diaries.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. 6th of December.
Big list here. Mm. So the tickets are now on sale for our next storytelling event on December the 6th at 6:45. And this is all on Eventbrite, so you need to go on there. It's on eventbrite.co.uk, the business diaries. And this will be a special charity event with ticket sales being donated to the Street Soccer Foundation, which is at Street Soccer CIC. So do join them for an evening of storytelling and mince pies. Now here, these are the speakers. You ready? We love Ben Abbott. We've had him in here before.
Yep.
Gillian Monk. We've had her in here before.
Yep.
Paul Cheese.
Don't know Paul.
Kirsten Gibbs.
I know Kirsten, yeah.
Have we had her in here before?
No.
And Soty Coker. Now, we know Soty. He won the speakers platform.
He did indeed.
But we haven't had him in here either.
He hasn't been in here.
He needs to get in here.
We need to get him here.
So it's a great, great event. And just to say as well, and this is just how it's just lined up, Mr. Andrews. I don't know how you do this. But did you know Street Soccer Foundation are on my show next week? So I've got Fran Borman and...
Keith Mabbs.
I know.
Well, there you go.
On this the conversation on Wednesday, 1 till 2.
Do you know, this whole thing isn't just thrown together.
I know, right?
It's not, you know, it's produced within an inch of its life. How it all seamlessly fits together and everything works is just brilliant, isn't it?
Cool.
Yeah. Who needs a PA?
that got in.
That's an in joke, isn't it?
That's very in joke.
I'm going to get killed now.
And you don't want me to say anything, do you?
No, I wouldn't.
You need someone to read your messages for you.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Yeah, and just produce the show, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Lord Dean Learning. Are any of your lovely listeners interested in feeling good and functioning well? No. I'm running a discovery workshop in January with mindfulness, self-reflection and goal setting. Early bird tickets are on sale until this Sunday for just £15. That's from Lordine Learning on Le Twitter. That's L-O-R-D-E-N-E, Lordine Learning. She has given me a booking link. I'm not sure I can read it, though. It's on eventbrite.co.uk, so you'll have to there, because it's only half the link it's shown me. Or follow Lordine Learning on the Twitter and find the link for that. So that's a discovery, mindfulness and self-reflection workshop.
Cool. Booking open for the next Kent Business Summit. We love it. 11th of January. What a great way to start the year. Kent Business School, Uni of Kent, Canterbury, bring public and the private sectors together with startups and entrepreneurs to discuss how to sustain economic growth for the country. Oh, timing is everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, say it now.
What?
Well, you're going to be there, aren't you?
I am going to be there. I'm chairing a round table on skills, diversity and disability in the workplace.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, right? Mm. My Jack is having horrific trouble getting a job.
Really?
I mean horrific. So he knows you very well. He goes on jobs on Kent all the time. He's got special needs.
Yeah, yeah.
He's finding it ridiculously impossible. What to do?
Yeah. Has he spoken? I'm sure he has. Has he spoken to the people at Kent Supported Employment?
No.
You need to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. KSE, Mark Parrin and the team at Kent Supported Employment, they will help him with finding work. What they have is they have employers that are open to helping people with supported needs.
Yeah.
And understand what's available to help. They're great. The Kent Supported Employment team are really good.
Okay.
Yeah, really good. They're really worth getting in touch with them and getting them to help out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice one. Karim Ortiz has tweeted me, exciting times ahead for these training workshops. She's running some training workshops in Ashford, in Canterbury at Fruitworks in January, and she's running SEO for businesses. Learn how to improve your website visibility, and part of the ticket price, if you like, for that is going to street soccer again. So it's all kind of tying in together, isn't it? So do give Karem a follow on the Twitter. It's Karem, that's K-A-R-E-M, Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, 1986 is her Twitter handle.
I love it when people on Twitter get all funny with us, and this is genius. So they've put Stopwatch Hospitality. It's at Stopwatch Suites. It says, here, it's a posh, they don't say here, it's posh day today. Lady Borwick and Bird on a Bike. What are they trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're quite right, Paul. That's Paul Clark. You're quite right, Paul. She is posh.
I know.
Yeah. She's posh in a pirate kind of way.
No, do you know what? I am the black sheep of the family. My mother has taken elocution lessons and she's like, hello, how are you? Huh? And there's me, old January.
Plymouth.
Yeah.
All Plymouth and
I'm
pirate.
The worst of the family. Anyway, so yes, thank you, Paul.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think we're going to play some music. What do you reckon?
What have you done today?
Well, I kind of...
Are you poking the bear today?
I kind of are in that way. I kind of started thinking about who our second lot of guests were and thinking maybe I'd do something, and then I kind of ran out of steam and just picked something that's almost relevant. See what you
who
think.
Who knows?
See what you,
the Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
See what you think.
When you were young and your heart
was say what you hear. Book. Anybody got it yet?
You used to say live and let live.
Live and let die. Miss MPS Services.
Yes.
I'll explain later.
Ever-changing world in which we live in makes you say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2, The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. We're now joined on the phone by our first guest, Lady Victoria Borwick. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to hear from you. You're going to be joining us in Kent in next week or so on December the 6th at a luncheon at Eastwell Manor, a Women in Business function, and you're the keynote speaker there. I wonder if you could tell us what it is you're going to be talking to us about.
Well, I think it's a fantastic opportunity because obviously there's so much going on. And I think like most people like these sort of lunches because it's not only a network opportunity for business and learning about the successes and ideas that other women and other people that you know have done, but it's not it's networking for all the other things that we all need in life. And that's what I think being coming to the Christmas lunch, which sort of brings together the highlight of all the things that people have been doing for the year, makes it a really, really good idea. I've been asked to talk about not only business and the opportunities that we can all do for women helping other women into business, but also getting into public life for those who have an interest in that. I mean, I come from a business background. I did 25 years with part of the P&O group. And then I also went into public life. I'm a school governor. I've been elected a local councillor in the past. I was elected to the Greater Southern Assembly and became the deputy mayor to Boris Johnson.
Right, okay.
So that was a very exciting time during the Olympics.
What a fantastic time to be involved in 2012.
Well, absolutely. I think the thing is, it's a great opportunity in life to have learnt about teamwork. I mean, one of the things about the Olympics, it wouldn't have been so successful unless everybody worked together and pooled their experience and their skills, you know, particularly on the resilience angle. You know, we all sat together and there was sort of headquarters in the middle of London where, with all the screens and technology we've got now, we could see if there was a problem and foresee what help needed to go and solve that problem. And that's the same with business networking opportunities, where people say, well, why do I bother to go? Why am I going to go? But you always go having met interesting people, and you always go having listened to somebody else and saying, well, that's a fantastic idea. Perhaps I can bring that idea to my business. So I think this is such a great opportunity, and I'm delighted that I'm going to be able to come to the lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure everyone's looking forward to hearing some of your anecdotes about your time, both in business, as you say, and in public life. These days, Victoria, what are your plans these days?
Oh, well, obviously, at the moment, I work part-time for Thames Water, which is a really interesting time. And obviously, I'm keeping in touch with all my friends in Parliament as they go through this really tricky time over the next few weeks. And I don't know, it would be a very brave man or brave woman to predict exactly what's going to happen. But I think what's been a really interesting year, not only, obviously, with the major political situation, but that we've also celebrated 100 years of all men getting the vote and some women.
Yep.
So we've had some opportunities this year to see what women have achieved in the last 100 years. And hopefully we can bring some peace and stability as we go forward over the new year and over the next few months in the country. And I would urge everybody to get involved with working in their local community, as well, of course, their local business.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree with your sentiments more. We could do some peace and stability around the place right at the moment. It's been a bit hectic on the political front, and I'm sure it's going to be like that for a little while longer as well. But we're not going to talk about politics on this show because we're here talking about business. But we're looking forward to hearing from you, Victoria. You're at Eastwell Manor on the 6th of December, I believe.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So I'm very much looking forward to it because it's obviously an absolutely gorgeous location and a real opportunity to see somewhere like that with so much history behind it. And so I'm very much looking forward to it and meeting all the business people there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to hearing from you at a Women in Business lunch. If anybody would like to go along, it's the 6th of December. It's at Eastwell Manor. You can email us and find out details about how to get along there and to hear from Victoria and the other speakers that are on. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And we wish you much success in the future. And have a great time at Eastwell Manor.
Thank you, I shall, and good luck to all of you, because I know you've got some keen listeners who want to know what they should be doing at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, they absolutely have. Thanks ever so much. Enjoy the rest of your
day.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers now.
Yes, please. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Lady Victoria Barwick there.
Yeah.
Former Deputy Mayor of London. She'll be at the Women in Business lunch on the 6th of December at Eastwell Manor. And if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/... business events. There's a tab there that's for business events. You will find all the details of how to book a ticket for that should you wish to go along.
Nice.
Nice one. What you got, Bird?
Reminder of next Marsh Breakfast Networking meeting is at 7:45 this Thursday. That's the 29th of November. Booking is essential. It's at... Oh, I don't even want to say that, so I'll give you the bits at the end of it. It says, join us at the lovely ship in at Dymchurch where... who were contestants recently on TV's Four in a Bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, and really enjoyed the relaxing professional business networking event there. You get a full English breakfast, making new contacts, grow your network and your business. And that's with the wonderful Mr. Botfield, that's Terry Botfield. And he's at terry@botfield.net. Go check him out.
Cool. You know, I told you that this show is produced within an inch of its life and everything flows seamlessly.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were just talking about Kent supported employment.
Yes.
Well, you and Jack will need to know about this thing.
Excellent.
It's the education people who partner with Kent supported employment, and they have a reverse job fair. I'll explain. On the 23rd of January, It's 9:45 until lunchtime, and it's at the Ashford Business Point. That's at the Kent and Victor Chamber offices, yeah, at Sevington. We would love for valued employers to attend this innovative event. They will have 20 job seekers who have learning disabilities and who are wishing to showcase their abilities and experience. They are from across Kent, and they are all keen to work, and they all have skills to deploy. Okay. The reason it's a reverse job fair is normally at a job fair, the employers set out a stall and the employees come round. What's going to happen here is the job seekers are going to set out a stall each, and business owners can go and interview and meet with each of those to their heart's content.
Excellent.
So if you're an employer and you're looking for talented staff, come along. It's a reverse job fair. Kent supported employment with the education people. Totally free. 23rd of January. At the Kent and Victor Chamber offices at the Ashford Business Point in Sevington, 9:45 a.m. Be there.
Well, you know, you just had Lady Victoria on just now.
Yeah.
Well, she's talking at the Women in Business lunch. Here's another seamless link.
Yeah.
Thursday, the 6th of December, 2018. This is at Eastwell Manor. This is 11:15 till 2:30. It's chaired by Emil Lydiard, the MD of Global Radio Kent. And it is at www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk, and that is where Lady Victoria will be speaking.
Absolutely. And there's also Becky from Reflect Digital is
cool.
The other speaker.
Excellent.
I do believe there's an annual Christmas event for customers.
It's not going to be daily, is it? Just
I see what you did there.
I'll make myself laugh.
Oh, you're such a wag.
I think so.
It's the annual Christmas customer event. And you need a Christmas jumper for this, apparently.
Do they only have one customer a year?
Yeah, yeah. It's the third annual Christmas customer event.
I've got more of them coming.
I'm going to get there.
I've got more of them coming.
Yeah, with talks with Pegasus Software Exact and special guests. It's an event not to be missed. There'll be fun and games throughout the morning, followed by a festive lunch. This is with Oasis, the Oasis team, and it's taking place on the 7th of December at Howfield Manor in Canterbury from 10 a.m. To book your place, call Jenna or Bruce on Ashford 01233. 812050 or email inquiries at o-a-sys.co.uk. Inquiries at o-a-sys.co.uk.
Nice. Hello, Business Bunker team. I wanted to let you know that we have a very exciting offer available to you now, right this minute. Mm-hmm. So Gillingham FC v Portsmouth on the 26th of December, that's Boxing Day, and Gillingham FC versus Doncaster Rovers on the 29th of December. Watch, wine and dine for £75 plus VAT. And there's it's the 1893 Lounge, and that's £83. Do you say, is that the right way to say it?
What?
Is it the 1890? Is it me? That's just rude, isn't it? What?
What?
Is it the 1893 Lounge, or is it the 1893 Lounge? Or is it the 1,893 lounge?
Yes.
Anyway, it's £83 plus VAT. And the if you want a box, you used to have a box, didn't you? Did you have a box at Gillingham?
Not at Gillingham, at Maidstone.
Executive box from £750 plus VAT. Now, you need to call to avoid disappointment. That's 01634-350-350. And you need to speak to, I think it's Sophie Boynes, B-O-Y-N-S. What a great name.
Absolutely.
I'd have to make the sound noise every time I spoke to her.
It's James's sister.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, look, there's a tweet for you.
It's not. Ooh.
What did you think?
Cars in Kent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just for me.
It says you first.
It's you second, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally they
ignore
you.
It's your little stalker.
Normally they ignore you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, no, they're not.
Yeah. I'll leave you to read that one.
No, you read it.
No, you read it. It's to you. It's addressed to you.
You go first.
While you're doing that, I'll read another one from Oregon Training.
Okay.
Yeah, and they say, hello there. From Oregon, we would love a shout out on today's show, please. We're looking for anyone who's interested in Microsoft PowerPoint, who'd like an intro course in January at our offices in Sittingbourne.
Cool. So here we go. You ready? Course from Kent.
Go on.
.com.
Yeah.
Hey Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Web on Business Bunker. Shout out, please. New car for Christmas. Yes, please. Buy or sell your car locally. And that's carsfromkent.com. Go check them out.
We've had Justin Dean said, we'd like a shout out, please. If people retweet and shout out our name, they can win sparkling wine from Bridendon Vineyard.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we still win wine?
And the Twitter handle is Creative Motion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or if he wants to, he could bring some in for us for Christmas.
He could do. I don't care either way.
I know you don't. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
It'd be nice for you.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't be nice for me.
Well, you could have some lemonade.
I could, yeah.
That'd be
I'll
nice.
I'll have yours, Paul.
Yeah.
That's kind of you, Claire. That was Claire Runham. She's kindly offered to step in and drink my alcohol consumption for me.
There you go.
Which is really nice of her.
There you
don't
go.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find them now on Twitter to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. What else you got?
At Vanilla Web. So you came first this time, but that's only because Martin's trying to creep. Mm. And we got at Vanilla Web and Bird in a Bike. Can we please have a shout out, please, for our 25% off premium annual membership until the 31st of December. Do you know how much that is? That's £300, saving £100. You need to go on to it's Supply My Business with our own Martin White, and that's at Small Biz Saturday UK. Go check them out.
Cool.
Didn't he plug enough last week?
Oh, well, it's always worth a plug, isn't it?
Nice, why I like not? It.
You want to do some masterminding?
Do I?
That's what you said.
Yeah, well, I didn't know we were doing it. Yes.
I did say we'd do it
I
before
I know
the break.
You did, but I was just like...
You weren't paying attention.
No, I was paying attention. Now I'm going to have to think of a question on the spot. Keep talking. We've got guests in the room.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to rant
about.
I'll
tell you what. Yes. No, you did line up the rant for me.
Yeah.
RVR boxes.
Yeah, we started talking about this last week.
Why?
Sorry?
Why?
Why did we start talking about it last week? Because it was annoying me last week, and now it's double annoying me.
Okay. This isn't what I want to mastermind about, but carry on.
Well, once I've had a little rant, you can then mastermind about what you want to mastermind about. I'm really getting fed up with organisations with voice response boxes where, you know, push button one if you want to punch in the eye, push button two if you want us to ignore you completely, push button three if you think we're mad. You know, those kind of things. It just drives you nuts. They never have the right things on there. It's all designed to put you off and to make you go away in case you, you know, lose the will to live. And as you know, I'm not going to talk about it in great depth, but I was involved in a road traffic accident last week, a really bad road traffic accident. And I'm standing in the road trying to call someone, and I'm getting push one if you'd like to comb your hair, push two if you'd like, you know, to meet us on a Wednesday, push three. And then you push a button, and then you go, push one if... I'm standing in the road in the middle of a road traffic accident trying to get through. It's ridiculous. And the fact is that there's no excuse for it any longer. That technology is well out of date. Big corporations deploy it deliberately to stop you getting through. Because I tell you what, if you're going to buy something from someone, you don't go through any of that nonsense at all. You hit one button and you speak to a human being. There's no queuing or anything, yeah? And... not only is it annoying and incredibly frustrating and counterproductive, but it can also be dangerous at times, as I found standing in the middle of a road trying to make a phone call. And I just find it insane that we still do that kind of thing.
So what do you want from them?
I want them to answer the damn phone.
Immediately. You just want somebody at the end of it immediately.
Yeah, and I don't mind people using technology to direct phone calls, yeah? But what you shouldn't do is try to pre-guess what everybody's going to ring you about and only give them options for the things you guessed.
Well, they know then the script to use, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, and that's the problem. Everything's scripted. Mm. Computers say no, can't do that, you know. And that's not how real life works. It just doesn't work like that. It's
people
it's
want
crazy.
To be a real person, don't they, on the phone, not on the computer.
Yeah. And one of my big things about this is... we're going to talk to Claire in the second half of the show about this, but this is something you may have a view on, Claire, as well, bearing in mind the business that you're in, is, for me, the introduction of artificial intelligence and technology is going to remove a lot of jobs. And the opportunity then comes to employ people as humans, answering human phone calls and providing human-type services. I think that's where the future lies. And any company that bothers to do that will win out big time.
Well, there's always an end and a beginning.
Mm.
You can put the AI in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't put the AI in at the beginning or the end.
Yeah,
And that's where we're making the mistake.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same with IVR boxes. And funny enough that you said that. Many years ago, I used to work as a management consultant, and Lucent Technology, who one of the companies that one of the biggest companies in the world that make IVR boxes, I did some consulting with them because some of their clients were not getting the results they wanted. And that's exactly the point that I made, is that they're deploying the boxes at the front of the transaction and not in the middle. What you should do is use the technology to aid people's journey through talking to people, not as a weapon to stop them getting through in the first place, which is intrinsically what they've done.
Mm. By having it there at the beginning, you are avoiding or making people stop wanting to talk to you. So chances are people are going to hang up, so you're going to lose callers.
Yeah. And I believe that for a lot of organisations, that's deliberate. They go, do you know what? If you can't be bothered to hang on for 9 minutes, it can't be that important. Mm. Yeah, so go away.
I love it when they say, have you had a chance to look on our website when you've been on their flipping website to get the phone number?
Exactly, yeah. Well, my favourite is BT. The organisation I hate more than any other organisation on the planet is BT. And they go, you try to ring them up to tell them your broadband's failed, and they go, you can sort all this out on our website. No, I can't.
So you get really annoyed at those numbers, though. Just keep pressing like zero or a random number, and it confuses the computer, and eventually you'll get a human.
Yeah, exactly. There are ways through it, but you're right. But, you know.
Okay, so how can you and I really support and encourage corporate organisations to change and adapt this behaviour?
I think the only way is in their pockets, is the more we use smaller, more caring companies rather than just go for the cheap option of pilot high and tight and pilot cheap. You know, because the problem for me is it the other thing that drives me nuts, and no reply emails and no reply texts. Yeah, people text you something, it's wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it. I had a classic, from HomeServe, the people that fix gas boilers and stuff like that. I got a text message, and it said, we will be with you at 2 o'clock unless you tell us otherwise to fix your boiler. There's nothing wrong with my boiler, and I'm not a member of HomeServe, yeah? Hmm. So they'd obviously got the wrong phone number. So I tried to text back, nothing. So I went to the trouble of finding their phone number, and I rang their call centre, and I went all the way through their IVR box, and I got through, and I said, this is going to sound weird, but you've sent me a text, and I think you've sent it to the wrong number. And she said, what's your contract number? And I said, I don't have a contract with you. I can't deal with you if you don't have a contract. And I went, don't be stupid. And she went, I beg your pardon. I said, I'm trying to tell you that you have created a problem by sending me a text and you have the wrong number. I can't deal with you unless you tell us your contract number. So I went and put the phone down. I got 5 texts over a period of 3 weeks, increasingly getting madder and madder and madder that every time they called, I wasn't in. Yeah. But there's no way I could talk to them. Mm.
Also, the companies get bigger. That's just the attitude they have, and unless you can follow their script exactly, they're not interested.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no interrupt level. Without being funny, the accident I was involved in, 999 sent me, or whoever they passed the call to, sent me a text message with my accident reference number in it. Okay, and in the text message they said your car. And they had the wrong registration number and the wrong reference number in it. But it's a no-reply text, so I can't tell them.
How interesting.
It's just crazy, isn't it? Yeah. I hate that. Why send someone a message that you can't reply to? Especially when you're consistently getting the messages wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. You know, anyway, I could rant about that all day. I just think it's appalling. And I think it's one of the biggest causes of stress, and it upsets people, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a big lout. I can deal with it. But there are, you know, older people and people with other issues that really just can't function in the world because of things like that. And the amount of mental distress that we have in society at the moment, I think a lot of it is caused by this kind of attitude of making people go down these silly dead ends of treating people like machines. Mm. I think it's rubbish. I really do. Mm. Answer the damn phone.
Yeah. And that's the honesty. We do just want personal.
I just want personal service. Yeah. Yeah. It's not difficult.
It's not difficult.
Okay, I don't even mind. I don't even mind holding on for 10 minutes if I'm going to talk to a human that I can tell once what my problem is.
Yeah.
that doesn't fit. I've got a million different things. I found a well-known mobile phone company called Vodafone, right? And they went, we need to do some security checks. Okay, fine. Where were you born? London. No. Now, I know, because I was there at the time. And I went, and they turned it down. They put the phone down on me and said, no, you weren't. You failed the security check because you don't know where you were born.
Okay, so what did they have on their records? Because clearly that it's going to be a subsection of London.
Yeah, but you know what I found?
What?
You're not going to believe this, but you can check, yeah? When you go in to set up your account, it says, where were you born? Must be 6 characters.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
What? So, so, yeah. I was born in Bury. What do I do? You know,
Bury 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I actually got the ump with it, obviously, when I filled it in and gone mad, and I put Shepherdsbush, Hammersmith, SW6. And
it's come back to pack it. Yeah. That's excellent. I bet they were like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an example, though, of just computers not being able to do the job as well as a human being could if it was just a person there.
Yeah. I know loads of people that have apostrophes in their name, and every automatic...
I've got one.
Yeah, but you know, every automated system just can't handle that.
No.
You know, when you put it in, you know, you just get these silly results. Overin.
Well, my daughter's got a middle name. Mm. Get ready for this. She's called Princess Tiger Lily. Seriously.
Oh, so dear. What were you on that day? Oh, come on.
Come on. Wouldn't you just love to be called Princess Tiger Lily?
No.
Come on.
Well, you would.
But she has it really, and it's on her passport and everything. It's just genius. So it's really difficult. Yeah, anyway.
And sometimes you just get parents that are just as stupid as the boxes that they're trying to avoid. Yeah. Oh, dear, oh,
that's
dear.
So funny.
Mm.
So funny.
So that's my little rant for today.
I like it.
You know, treat people as human beings, please, and stop doing this nonsense.
But it's all very well, and this is what I say to you all the time, and I'm going to put my finger out now, but it's all very well as complaining, and I'm all for, look, identifying a problem that creates pain in me, because that's what that is. That's pain.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we solve it? Let's not fix it. Let's support the process of business. Mm. You can't even reach them to discuss it with them.
No, absolutely.
You can't even discuss with these people, stop doing this now. Mm. How can you support us as the customer?
Yeah. The issue is with, it's always big institutions that do this, be it the government or private, you know, private companies that are worse, you know, utility companies and people like that, people with millions of customers, and they don't actually want to fix it. That's the issue. It's deliberately designed to be there like that. That's the whole point. They're not going to talk to you. They aren't going to let you waffle on about what your problem is or what you think about them. They are trying to funnel what you're doing. It's part of the overall, what I call management by statistics, which is one of the things that we do so often and so badly in every walk of life. We try to manage everything by statistics. So if you go to an average call centre, there'll be signs up all over the place that says no call must last more than 4 minutes. Yeah, and the way that they manage everything they do is based on how long or how short they spend on the phone. And therefore, the agents that you're talking to are entirely managed by their ability to get rid of you.
Yeah.
And telling someone that that's not effective won't ever change it because they don't care. You know, it's designed to be that way. It's designed to get rid of you. That's the whole point. It isn't customer service. It's anti-customer service. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
They don't want customer service. If they did, they'd provide it, but they don't, unless they're selling something. And then if they're actually selling you something, the whole system changes completely. There, you know, you can get through in 2 rings to someone that's going to take your money off you.
Well, let's talk about, because this is something that I was going to lead to in the mastermind, and it is how to negotiate.
Yeah.
How do you negotiate?
Punch.
Are you bad cop, good cop?
No. Sorry, I was being facetious. I don't do that at all.
I don't mean the punching. I mean, are you?
Are you in negotiation?
How do you negotiate?
My whole take on negotiation is, if you're not going to win and I'm not going to win, why are we doing this? Yeah? It's got to be a win-win. What they used to call a Chinese contract. Yeah, which is, why do you need a contract? Why do you need a contract if we're both trying to help each other? Yeah, why should I cheat you and why should you cheat me if we're both trying to do something? So my take on most negotiations are we both want something out of this. What is it we want that will satisfy both of us, basically?
And you would actually be barefaced and say that to them?
Yeah, yeah. I go, what do you want? What's your bottom line? Here's my bottom line. How close can we get that?
And then what if they don't shift?
I'll go somewhere else.
You would?
Yeah.
No emotion involved in it, even if you really want it.
Well, it all depends, you know. I mean, sometimes if you really, really want something, you might shift a little bit and you might, you know, bite the bullet and do something. Mm. But I am, you know, if my bottom line, there's a bottom line, yeah, and below that or above that or whichever way you want to look at it, if I'm not going to go there, I'm not going to go there. I'll just walk away.
So do you address that bottom line before you get into the negotiation?
I know what I want, yeah. I know what I want. I mean, most negotiations come down to price, really, don't they, effectively?
Greed?
Sorry?
Greed?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you roughly know what the price of something is, but you definitely know what you can afford to pay, yeah? I'll try to think of an example. If I walked in to buy something and I know how much money I've got to spend on it, and I know roughly what the price of something is, and somebody says, oh, I'm thinking I'm going to pay 100 quid, sorry, 80 quid, and they go, it's 100 quid, I go, well, I was looking to spend 80.
Well, let's give you a real scenario. What about buying a house?
Yeah.
You go in, you're the buyer.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the house? And what's your bottom line?
Yeah.
What are you prepared to pay? The house I live in at the moment, I actually paid over the odds for it. The advertised, because I wanted it. Yeah. The advertised price, I paid 20 grand more because I wanted it.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. But I knew what I wanted before I went in. And I knew where my limit was. If they'd have said we wanted 50 grand more, I would have walked away.
So did you feel you lost even though you paid more?
No, I got what I wanted.
Yeah. Get it.
That's what I'm saying is, I know what I want. What do you want? What's your bottom line? What's my top line? Or vice versa. Why don't we just agree on that and why dance around our handbags when we both know what we want? Okay, it's quite often some people will try and, you know, get more. So they'll test the water by going, no, I want 200. And then you just go, for me, I go, this is what I'm prepared to pay. Maximum.
Mm.
Would you like to do a deal at that level? And they'll go, and I'll go, let me just tell you that one more time. That's the most I'm going to pay.
Got it.
Yeah, so trying to schmooze me up another level ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So everyone likes to feel they've got a deal. And if you negotiate too hard sometimes and someone does it begrudgingly at that price, you're not going to get a good service anyway.
No, absolutely.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Both parties have to get what they want out of it. And that's my only take on it. Yeah. If you try and rip someone off, either way, by, you know, undercutting them or whatever, it's not going to work.
Yeah. No. I think if suppliers are too quick to negotiate to drop the prices, you know something's up anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
If they can knock off, 30% just like that, they're overcharging to begin with, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't even trust them, do you? You don't trust the process.
No, exactly. My negotiating style is really, I don't actually really negotiate. I just go in and tell people what I'm going to pay. And they either go, yeah or no. And then, you know, it's my choice whether I walk away or not. I go somewhere else.
Interesting. Mm. Thank you.
It's interesting. Talking about, cars and things like that, though, because the whole market has changed. Back in the day, years ago, when you used to try and sell a second-hand car, or to a dealer, and it was a nightmare. They go, oh, I'll give you a grand for that. And you go, what? I was after five. And they go, oh, no, look, the tyres are wonky, or whatever. Hmm. Now, everyone knows the price of a car. You can take your car 100 places and they will name to the nearest penny exactly the same price. And the reason for that is because you can look it up online. So there's no argument anymore. I just bought two cars at the weekend and we part exchanged one car. We knew what the value of the car was. I said to the dealer, what are you giving me for that? And they went, well, haven't you looked it up? I went, yeah, and they were giving you that.
That's true.
Game done.
Yeah, I mean, I think salespeople have this sort of sinister image, don't they?
Yeah.
But that's because a decade ago, perhaps, consumers didn't have the power. They didn't have the knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
But now you can research everything in such detail.
Exactly.
Find reviews, not just prices.
Exactly.
You're the one with the power.
It's all the information's there at your fingertips. So to schmooze someone, it's just silly if you haven't researched. You're absolutely right, Rob. talking about buying cars on the weekend, I've read all the reviews. I read the Top Gear reviews and the Auto Express reviews. I go, apparently it's a bit underpowered in sixth. And I go, yeah. What can I say? You know, everyone knows. So that amount of information has changed the way that we buy things and the way that we sell things for the better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, so what about you? What do? Scream, throw a tantrum?
I just tell people exactly. And here's the thing, I actually know what I want before, and I don't want to muck around. Don't waste my time.
Mm.
I'm brutal with it.
Yeah.
So, and it's not me being rude. I'm never rude. I'm like that. This is what, and I'm going to, and like, just the same as you, I know what it's worth. And here's the thing to me, it might be worth something so much more to somebody else, but to me, I was going to start a website. I might be giving you an idea so you can have it. I don't mind, because I'm not going to do the idea. I was going to and they have a lot of this. I'll tell you what, so there's a couple of people that are online selling online courses, and they ask you to pay what it is worth to you.
Right, okay.
It's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So they don't say this is how much it costs. They say, how much are you willing to pay? You know those restaurants that years ago, and we haven't done it for a little while. Do you remember they used to do it on the TV, didn't they? They did a show of, oh, here's the meal. You eat it, you consume it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it worth to you?
Yeah.
And I'm always intrigued about what something is worth to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll negotiate from there.
Yeah.
That's it. So it might be something worth 10 times more to you, and I'm not going to be disrespectful to you and say, look, but to me, it's got no value. When I start negotiating, whatever, there's very little emotion in it for me. And I think then you come back to that beautiful phrase of, he who cares less wins.
We did talk about this last week, but again, it's the one area that leaves me baffled, if I'm really honest, is insurance. You insure something, be it a car, a house or whatever, with an insurance company, and you're with them for a couple of years, and then you get an auto renewal that's gone up £200. Yeah. And when you check the market, you can get it £300 cheaper everywhere else. And you ring them up and go, I can get that cheaper. And then they'll try and negotiate you down a little bit, and then they'll give up. And for the life of me, I don't understand what they're doing.
A lot of people won't even read the letter that's let it automatically renew.
I know. That's how they do it.
I guess that's how they do it, because a lot of people just let it auto renew. But I don't understand why. I can understand them, you know, going, oh, we can make a few quid out of this. But I don't understand why they let go so many existing customers to then try and acquire new customers at a cheaper rate. There's lots of companies that do that.
Would prefer to get new customers in than keep the customers they have.
But I can't understand why.
I'm with you.
It doesn't make financial sense.
Well, because I've already got a relationship with you. You're easier for me to renew with you than it is for me to get a new customer.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's just nonsensical. And I know the insurance industry, I know the government are looking at some legislation to stop that happening.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. But even the insurance industry themselves, the insurance trade industry, are saying, really, guys, are we going to really keep doing this? Isn't it about time we changed their approach to this?
There's about three businesses, aren't there, that need to relook at how they operate now. And I think technology is going to eat them up alive. One is estate agents.
Yeah, yeah.
Two is selling cars. And three is insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
And those three industries, whoever is ready to change and adapt a new model, you will be leading the way forward for us.
Yeah, and there's lots of opportunities to do that. It's like banking. In the last 3 or 4 years, banking has changed out of all recognition with new challenger banks.
Exactly.
Things like Mizzo and Coconut and stuff like that are really, really taking business away from mainstream banks.
And that's what will happen in those industries, because we know as customers, I don't want to operate with you anymore, but I have no choice. That is a monopoly. I have to insure my car, and you're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's wrong.
A lot of it comes back, though, again, to using the bigger businesses. If you use smaller local companies, so if you use an insurance broker, for example, they're going to look around for the best quote and look after you, because you'll stay with them.
Yeah, exactly.
But we all need to do that, don't we? We all need the power of huge rather than us doing individually, because it's never going to grab any.
What happens, though, is it filters down. Yeah. In the last 10 years or so, your ability to research and find comparative prices was limited to big companies, on the internet, but increasingly local brokers now can go, you know, if you find me here, we can find the best deal for you that suits you and gives you the best deal for you. So absolutely, yeah. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
That went quick, didn't it?
It did, didn't it?
Did you enjoy your rant?
I did. Good. I got it off my chest.
Thank the Lord, because Butterfly's event said no. Now you've got him going, Bird.
Right, we're going to join the newsroom. And when we come back, we've got two fabulous guests to talk to.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
Matthew Hedges, the British academic last week convicted of spying, has thanked his wife for helping to secure his release. The 31-year-old said he couldn't have done it without her support. He's also paid tribute to the British Embassy and the Foreign Office for their dealings with the UAE government.